990WBOB.com's Mondays on Blast. Who's ready for some comedy? I said, who's ready for some comedy? All right, we got anybody out here? Anybody out here? You need to come in here. Come get your laugh on. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, put your hands together for your comedic host, the beautiful, the wonderful Doug Keefe.
Is this thing on? There it is. Okay. We're doing okay. Hey, give it up for all the musical acts you saw tonight, those bands that kicked ass, huh? Yeah. All right. Did everyone have a happy Halloween? Halloween was recently. I miss being a kid around Halloween time. I miss trick-or-treating. I miss going around the neighborhood and going to the lady's house that would hand-fill bags of stale popcorn. You guys remember that lady? I had a popcorn lady in my neighborhood, except she did something different. She, I don't think she knew she was doing this, but she was putting loose change in the bags of stale popcorn. And when you're a kid, you want half dollars and silver change, so you go back and change your costume to go get more change. That's called the Change for Change campaign when I was a kid. So that's good. Christmas is another holiday that I miss being a kid around. I miss believing in Santa. Sorry, some of you. Santa was, he was good to me until I found out it was my mom. My mom, she's not an alcoholic, but she liked to reminisce. She liked to drink a little bit. She liked her wine. Mama's white grape juice, she liked to call it. So every once in a while, she would stay up late at night and Christmas Eve, and she would just drink. She would reminisce. She had all the photo albums spread on the living room floor like she's investigating a murder from 1972. She liked to blast John Denver's greatest hits with the headphones plugged in, playing the guitar. She doesn't even know how to play the guitar, my mom. She just jams out thinking she's playing along with the music at 2 o'clock in the morning. So what she would do is, like most of us, I used to leave Santa milk and cookies. But next to the milk and cookies, I would leave Santa a Santa letter. It'd be like a question I asked Santa, something stupid like, "Dear Santa, why is Rudolph's nose red?" And my mother, to disguise her handwriting, would misspell some of the words and put some of the letters backwards. Because everyone knows Santa's special needs, right? Is that like a universally acknowledged thing with children? Like Santa's retarded? Like everyone knows that? Christmas morning, my mom's like, "Hey, Dougie, did you find out why Rudolph's nose is red?" I'm like, "No, but I think Santa landed on his head coming down the chimney we don't have, and now he rides the short sleigh. Is this you?" I got two awes. I'll accept that. Thank you, one guy. My mom did this thing every Christmas. My mom had this gag, right? Not a mouth gag. That'd be weird. Like a prank she played on us. some of you are paying attention. My mom had this prank that she played on us where she would take my real present, right, and she would put it inside of like a random appliance box. So the prank was every Christmas morning I was supposed to go downstairs, see this big box, and get all excited. And then when I unwrap it, I was supposed to be all bummed out that I saw a picture of like a toaster on the box. So my mom would be like, "Hey, Dougie, open up your new toaster and see how it works." So then I'd open the box and be like, "Oh my God, Mom, it's not a toaster. It's corduroy pants. Now I wish it was a toaster so I could plug it in, stick a fork in it, and electrocute myself." I got one ha-ha. Did you hear that? I got one ha-ha. First, I got two ahs. I love doing comedy on Mondays at the spot. It's fantastic. It's so encouraging. It just makes me feel good about it. You guys are good. You're very polite. You just kind of sit there and nod in approval of punchlines. I like you guys. I want to have a kid one day. I want to have a kid just because I want to teach a kid a lesson. Like a life lesson, you know, something he could take with him for the rest of his life. I was babysitting my 13-year-old cousin Charlie recently and had the opportunity to do that. While I was watching Charlie, I caught him upstairs in his dad's office on his dad's computer looking at a dirty website. So I thought to myself, I have every right to teach this kid a lesson, call his parents, and tell them what he did. But I didn't, guys. Instead, I did what any responsible adult would do in that situation, and I showed him how to clear the browsing history on his dad's computer. Control-Alt-F2-Delete. Take that with you. I don't know. I can't have a baby. Like, every time my friends have a baby or a family member has a baby, they always refer to the baby by their age and how many months they are. Like, oh, he's 13 months. He's 25 months. He's 16 months. And, like, I would just forget how many months my kid is. I would just forget. Like, every time I'm thinking, like, oh, my God, how many months has it been since I paid my water bill? That's it's going to be, like, no, like 2 months, three, fuck. I'd get myself in trouble. I don't know. So my dad just drove down to Florida from Rhode Island with his new wife. And before he left on the drive, he handed me a sealed envelope. I said, Dad, what's this? He says, that's my will. Don't open it unless I die. So in my hand, I have a will. Talk about never wanting to open a piece of mail so bad in your life to see what you got. You guys are electric. Let me tell you, this is great. Hey, let's get the energy up. You guys ready for some more comedy? We have three great comedians, four if you include me. Ladies and gentlemen, you ready for your first comedian of the evening? This lady is she's one of the best comics out there, all the way from Connecticut. She's a great hula hooper. I love the way she moves her hips. Ladies and gentlemen, the very funny Rebecca Lucente.
Well, that was like hula hooping with a fucking cord. It's hard to laugh. It's so cold out, right? Oh, man. It's like so cold out. I got in a sword fight with my nipples before I came in. The best offense is a good D cup. Doug was talking about the holidays. I'm Jewish, but I actually prefer Christmas to Thanksgiving. Because, like, on Christmas, I'll just go to a friend's house, and they're like, "Oh, you've got nowhere to go because you're a Jew." But on Thanksgiving, I'm not going to my family. I go to my friend's house, and they're like, "Oh, you have nowhere to go because you're an asshole." But I know it's getting cold because I'm, like, shopping more online. Has anyone ever heard of Etsy? You guys, I know you did. Right, I was on Etsy the other day, and I found this candle that was supposed to curb impulsiveness. It worked so well that I did not even buy it. Whatever. I should have brought more friends. Really should have. I had this girlfriend that was going to come, and then she just backed out last minute. I hate that. But, like, in this case, like, she backed out last minute. It just made me, like, so, so happy because she's too nice. Like, she used to date a guy from South Carolina that was in a wheelchair. Right? That must take, like, so much patience, like, just to go out to dinner. I could never date someone from the South. You know? They just seem all drunk and retarded. Yeah. And most of them are. And it's not because they're fat. I am a huge chubby chaser. Because fat guys are really good time in bed. That's how I get my workout. Their bellies are like exercise balls. You should know. See, he knows. She's like, I'm going to keep texting. But like, you just like, you get a great workout. You're like, get in reverse cowgirl, you know, like throw some crunches in there. Go for it. He can't see you. Thank you. No. My dates are mostly like my unfiltered Instagram pictures because I don't fucking have any. I actually dated a wealthy guy recently, which was a little weird for me. Usually I like him with food stamps, but, you know, date at your level. But he was not really wealthy. He was like wealthy for New London, Connecticut, which just means that he has cable. Everybody else in New London just shares the same Netflix password. You guys might have the same one. I think it's I like PBR first. I like glasses. But I don't know. Don't get mad because you have Netflix and no cable. He's like, ooh, I just called myself out. I'm poor. But anyways, this guy, it was like we had a good time. And then it just got really, thank you for that awkward clap. It got really fucking weird one night because he knew I was a comic. And when I went to go down on him for the first time, he was like, I want you to treat my dick like a microphone. I was like, what do you want me to do with it? Like, first of all, do you think it'll short out if you wash it? Because it fucking stinks. I'm like, I get it. Like, a lot of really sad people have spit on this. Like, how much time do I get? Are you going to want me to bring people? I don't do that anymore. Not in college. I'm like, does he want me to hold it, like, really close to my mouth until he waves a light at me? And then I figured it out. I'm like, oh, you want me to use it to make people laugh. I think that joke makes me sound like I don't like giving blowjobs, and that is not true. I love giving blowjobs. Now you're happy. You have a bouncy alien balloon.
No, that's my boy.
That's your boy. Yeah. That's probably better that that's your baby. Probably better that way. It looks cuter than your baby. They just write themselves. But, fuck. And I do, I love giving blowjobs almost as much as I love doing comedy. Except nobody has ever offered me cocaine hoping I would tell them a joke. Well, that's what they get. They can't shut the fuck up. Like, my college roommate was once like, Becca, you should never do cocaine because you already act like that. Like, I'm aggressive. I go to the bathroom a lot. I talk about shit no one cares about. It's like the nicest way that anyone's ever told me that I'm a piece of shit. That's actually why I moved back from Miami to Connecticut, because it's like safe here, right, in Connecticut over there. Safe, the cocaine's really shitty. Like, that should be the state motto. Like, come to Connecticut, you'll be safe, our cocaine's really shitty. Like, I think my fucking 96-year-old grandmother could do Connecticut cocaine and it would not even affect her pacemaker. Like, it's really sad how addiction works, because, like, when I first started doing cocaine, I was a housewife in South Beach. I remember cutting up lines with, like, a hooker and a black Amex. It wasn't mine, either of them, but whatever. I did it, both of them. And, like, one of the last times I did cocaine, I was in New London, Connecticut, with a bunch of, like, hipster slash hippie slash just gutter punks. And I was cutting up lines with a food stamps card, and it was mine, both of them. But, oh, I don't do cocaine anymore. I quit drinking recently. That's always true. It's always true. And when I do drink, I just, like, go all out. It's not a relapse if you don't remember it. Like, alcoholism doesn't run in my family. It just kind of falls down the stairs. I used to think that hot mess was a compliment. Like, why? No guy has ever come up to me and been like, damn, boo. So sexy how you can't get your life together. I don't even know what happens when I drink. I just, like, wake up. I'm like a slutty Nancy Drew. I'm going to piece it together. I'm like a picture of my tit in my phone I don't remember taking. It's always lefty. It turns out in this particular story that I whipped my tit out at brunch. I don't even know why I was at brunch. And I couldn't just, like, go to the bathroom and take a picture of my tit like a normal whore. Because I'm Jewish, I have, like, entitlement issues. I had to have someone at the table do it for me. Like, I don't like being sober. It sucks. I'm sober right now. I still smoke weed, but that don't count. Don't tell my sponsor. But, like, I just, like, all I had, it's so bad for my self-esteem because I just hoard up and I eat constantly. And it's like, all I have left is food and sex. I just want to shove some meat into one of my holes and hope that it makes my day better. Sometimes it does. I, like, woke up one morning with a cheeseburger on my fucking head. Like, I don't even know who made that. Like, I'll find my panties in my purse. They're a little wet. I'm like, ooh, I had fun. They're really wet. I pissed myself. And that is not just the drinking. This is, like, a lifetime problem that I have. I piss, like, every half hour. My parents used to have a porta potty in their van. I peed in a water bottle on the way home from field hockey practice once. Bust full of my classmates. I can't shut up ever, so I'll be, like, talking to someone, going to the bathroom, and I'll just back in the stall and fall on the ground and start pissing. I broke my own fall in a gay bar in South Beach by pissing myself. I got a DUI recently. Pissed myself in hold up booking. I don't even know, because it was just pee running down my leg, and they were like, really? That's classy. I got heckled by a cop. Like, usually, like, if you say no to me, like, fuck you. I don't need that friend, dad, job, whatever. I'm done with you. But, like, you can't do that with the cops. And I was, like, locked in there for, like, 6 hours in my pee pants. Like, I kept singing hallelujah and doing, like, handstands. I thought they forgot about me. How? I'm so fucking loud. I just started shoving my body against the door. Like, just slamming it against the door. I, like, felt it move. I got really excited. Like, I don't know what I thought I was going to do in this drunken fantasy if I broke through the door. Like, there's just more cops and more charges and more rooms I cannot get out of. It was fucking horrifying. But it's all right because my dad's a lawyer and it's fine. Doing well. Oh, man. I woke up one morning and just, like, one of my shoes was in the middle of my street like a crazy drunk Cinderella. I was like, someday my prince will come, right? Hopefully not in my shoe like the crackhead that lives down my street. Because that's when I lived in New London. There's a lot of fucking crackheads. But I did want to tell one story. I think I'm almost done here. With you guys are just so much fun. I just want to keep doing this all night. It's so warm and fuzzy in this room. She didn't even take her hat off. She's like, fuck that. But when I was 16, I peed in a Pringles can in Paris on a short bus full of my classmates outside of the Museum of the Peace. And then I had the balls to stand up with my Pringles can full of my own urine just sloshing around and scream at someone because she said she admired Hitler. I was like, he turned my ancestors into lampshades! Like, just a little binge slosh. And the thing is, like, I'm Jewish, but, like, and my family was involved in World War II because my grandfather was a dentist for America. We've been here for fucking ever. Absolutely no. You guys are not a good barometer on that story. They thought it was very funny the other night. You should know this. My time is up. Aw. But I just want to make my dad proud. I think everybody does, and if you can't, do comedy. Like, my father went to Yale. You know, it was like a lot of pressure. It was always, like, super important to him that I go to Yale, too. And it's hard to get in there. There's, like, a lot of testing and interviews and, like, are you good enough? But last year, I finally got accepted to the psych ward. Thank you. You guys, I'm not going to lie to you. You've been really mediocre, but have a great evening.
Rebecca Lucente, she means that with love. She's got a cute dog. That's an alien? Oh, right on.
Why the fuck does he have an alien?
I guess why not? It's right. Oh, that's cool. Right on. Cool. Wait, it lights up? Can you turn it on? Shit. Then what fucking good is it? So I was watching a lot of movies on Halloween. I don't really do anything on Halloween anymore as an adult. I just watch horror movies. Anybody here a fan of horror movies? Yeah? I like horror movies. But I think the horror movies nowadays are just not realistic. I don't believe them within the first 5 minutes I watch them. I watched this movie called A Cabin in the Woods. If you've never seen Cabin in the Woods, let me explain. It's a movie about 6-7 friends who go camping on the weekend, and they all get murdered by zombie robots and ghosts and hillbillies. It's completely unbelievable. But within the first 5 minutes, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. How do 6-7 friends have the same goddamn weekend off in this economy? They all work like 3 jobs. I have like 2 friends that I can never get them to come out on one night. There's 7 friends that go camping in a camper. Where do they get the camper? No. The camper breaks down, and that's how they get murdered. No, in real life, they take 2 smart cars, 1 breaks down, they all pack in the other fucking Prius, and they go home. I'm not hitchhiking. Or Scream. Remember the movie Scream when that came out? Some of you probably were not born yet. but when Scream came out, it was scary. The opening scene of the movie Scream, the first one, is Drew Barrymore, and she's in a house making popcorn. I don't know why. But the killer calls her on the house phone, and it's like, what's your favorite scary movie? And she freaks out. Nowadays, that wouldn't happen. Everyone has cell phones. The killer would just text Drew Barrymore, what's your favorite scary movie? ? And she'd be like, OMG, who is this? Crash, die, because she was texting and driving, and that's how that movie would end. And the killer just sees the text bubble. He's like, why isn't she not responding? I'm kind of worried about her. It's I hope she's okay. I was going to kill her, but now I don't know what happened. She might have crashed. I don't know. Hey, you guys are a great audience. Ready for your next comedian? Again, one of the funniest guys out there. He was in the New England's Funniest Comic Competition. Ladies and gentlemen, Dame FK.
Keep it going for him, guys. Keep on clapping. That's right. Even you at home. Come on. Keep clapping at home.
You guys keep going for your host. It's been pretty good. It's been pretty good. That mic's going to just do that. It's mad cold in here. So I don't want you guys to think I'm shivering because I'm cold. Because I'm really just shivering because I'm scared as shit. This looks like a warehouse that fucking... No, for real, right? I was wondering if any of the ladies are scared in here and shit. Because this looks exactly like every warehouse I've Googled that people get raped in porn. Completely fucked that joke up. But now you guys know that I watch rape porn, so I feel like we're friends now. Isn't that weird, though, when they say, like, the government's watching you? Like, they know exactly what porn you're looking at? Like, exactly what porn you're looking at. I feel like, I was kind of mad when I first heard that, but I feel like I'm not mad at the government for watching. I'm more mad that they're not coming in and stopping me from watching any of this shit. It's like, if you see something, say something, man. Jesus Christ. I got no faith. I got no faith in this government. I like this area of Providence because this is the only area of Providence. Everyone's like a hipster. And this is the only area of Providence you can't tell the rich people from the poor people at all. Like, everyone has, like, ironically fucked up clothes. Like, everyone's shoes are kind of beat up and shit. Look at this fucking guy. Like, I don't know if you're rich. This is a fucking neighborhood where, like, when people ask you for money, I don't know if they're going to buy booze with it or invest it. Like, I never know what the fuck you guys are going to do. And it's getting worse. Like, everyone's starting to look even more homeless because it's, like, No Shave November. Is anybody participating in that? I like No Shave November. Not so much when the ladies do it. But I like No Shave November and shit. Man, I'm trying to actually grow a bit of a beard myself. I just feel like it's time. And I'm at a point in my life where I'm just tired. That wasn't even a joke, man. You just laughed all at my beard. You fucking you bastard. You shit right on my dreams, nigga. Nah, I'm legit trying to grow a beard, and I just feel like it's time for me to just stop disappointing all these pedophiles that think I'm 16 years old. Tired of this shit. Does anyone else do this when you go to a store and you're embarrassed to buy something? Or you feel self-conscious, you just try to buy a bunch of other items to, like, disguise what you're buying and shit. Does anyone else do that? I try that a lot, but it doesn't work. I was in a store the other day. And I went in and I was just like, shit, everyone's gonna judge me. All right, look, just play it cool. Let me get a water. I'll take that magazine. Let me just get some condoms, I guess, throw in some chicken. Just keep it honest. And that's about it. And it never works. They're always just like, yo, this is Popeyes. We don't sell any of that other shit. We just sell chicken, all right? If you're embarrassed, people walking, watching you buy chicken, just stop buying chicken. I got kind of a beef with Popeyes, actually. That wasn't a joke, but okay. Now, I legitimately have a beef with Popeyes because they had this thing where they were going to have a chicken month, like chicken appreciation month, you know? Like a whole month with all these terrific sales on chicken and shit. It was supposed to be in November, and I was waiting for it all year. It was supposed to be in November. And a bunch of people, probably white people, wrote letters saying that November's turkey month. You can't have chicken month in November. November's turkey month. So they moved it. They moved it to Black History Month. As a black man, I'm outraged this shit. Because I think chicken month should be every month. That's pretty mad. Thank you. Appreciate that. This is the part of the show where I go to my phone to see the jokes that I forgot. So you guys just talk amongst yourselves real fast. Thank you guys for coming in. Rebecca was talking earlier about the guy with the alien. Still has the alien, still going strong. Legal aliens hanging together. It's cool. And she was like, the jokes just write themselves. I hate when people say that shit, man. Honestly, like, it's, and give it up for her too. Give it up for Rebecca. She was amazing as well. You guys. But this isn't easy to do. This is not an easy thing to do. I hate when people are like, oh, the jokes just write themselves. They don't. They don't. I'm up every night crying, trying to figure this shit out, man. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of fucking pressure and shit, man. I get a lot of pressure, too, because the jokes do not write themselves. But I get a lot of pressure, too, from Kevin Hart. I mean, it makes it very hard to be a short black comedian in America. That guy's just fucking everywhere. And my friends call me all the time. Every time he does anything, my friends call me. I don't even have cable. They're like, hey, man, did you see Kevin Hart on this new commercial? Did you see Kevin Hart hosting the BET Awards? Did you see? Like, dude, I got to wait till it comes on the next day on the internet. I got to watch cable when it happens. My mom, too. My mom calls me a lot. And she's like, I've seen Kevin Hart has 3 movies this year. And I'm like, oh, that's what's up. And she's like, so are you still doing the comedy thing? And you're like, yeah, man, I'm fucking, you know, like when bands are playing, in the middle of the bands, I come out and I tell jokes and shit. So it's going pretty good. It's going pretty good, mom. Yeah, man, fucking, she's all on my case and shit. And she's like, well, you got to get on the ball. I'm like, yo, you got to get off my fucking case, lady. For real, seriously, just take it easy. She's like, Kevin Hart would never talk to his mom like that. Sometimes I wish I was Kevin Hart's mom. And I'm like, sometimes I wish he was Kevin Hart's mom too. Because Kevin Hart's mom is dead. Every time I tell that joke, I never know if people are like, if they're sad, if they're sad that Kevin Hart's mom is dead, or if they're sad that Kevin Hart's mom is not my mom and that my mom's not dead. But either way, don't be sad like or mad at me because I didn't kill Kevin Hart's mom. She died from cancer. I don't know why that was funny to you. But the jokes just write themselves, all right? It's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure just being black in general. Just walking in here, I was like, I don't know what to expect. I got fucking offered this show by white people. It's always something different when you get offered fucking anything by white people in this country and shit. It never turns out what fucking they expect it to turn out to. For instance, I just broke up with my girlfriend. Yeah, thank you for the sympathy. I appreciate that. That just lets me know none of you bitches want to fuck me. I didn't get no or none of that shit. So, okay, we'll just move right along. So I just broke up with my girlfriend, and the thing I would say of white people, they're just deceitful. They don't tell you the whole story immediately. That's the one thing that's my biggest beef, I guess, with white people. It's a little deceitful. Because she got me hooked on these naked juices. Does anyone drink naked juice at all? She got me hooked on the naked juice, and then for a month, I was just fucking going through this shit, man, just guzzling this shit, gallons of it. All my money went to fucking naked juices. I thought that was our thing that we had between us, our bonds. And then she just cold turkey. She just stopped taking the shit. I don't know where she stopped drinking. So I'm just drinking this shit by myself every meal. So I'm like, what's up? What gives and shit, man? She was like, it's just not for me. I'm just, you know, not into it anymore. And I was like, all right, so what? Like, you're not going to tell me why you just stopped drinking this out of the blue? Like, I'm still drinking. It's not healthy anymore? What the fuck? And she was like, nah, it's not as healthy as they initially said. Like, it's got, like, a lot of fat in it. It's not as organic. I was like, oh, all right. And she could have just stopped there. She could just stop there and shit. But she didn't. She kept going on. She was like, and also, it kind of tastes like semen. And I thought that was really fucked up. Because I'm like, fuck, man. I'm drinking this shit by the gallon. Spending all my fucking money on this shit. You mean to tell me I could have got this for free? This is bullshit. All right, man. I guess that's my time. Thank you guys so much. Kicking it back to your host, Doug. You guys have been wonderful. Thank you.
Dame FK, everybody, let him know. Yeah, all right. Dame was talking about naked juice. I don't know if anybody's tried this deuce juice called muscle milk. Anybody try muscle milk? I've been drinking muscle milk recently. If you don't know what muscle milk is, Providence, muscle milk is a protein shake for dumb people. And I know this. Because written on a bottle of muscle milk, on the label, it says, shake good. That's right, muscle milk, you are good. Shake well. Aliens going strong, the light's on. That's good. Lights on, he came back to life.
You know what's funny about aliens? Like, I'm surprised it's 2013, and we've sent a Mars rover to Mars, but we haven't sent, like, a person. And then I did my independent research on this. Apparently, they won't send a person to Mars because it would be like a suicide mission. They only have enough technology to get a person to Mars but not back home from Mars because it's a suicide mission, I guess. I'm like, I think we can recruit somebody. I think we should have, like, somebody from NASA infiltrate the suicide hotlines, right? Somebody's driving on the bridge. He sees the hotline. Pick it up. Lonely, depressed, suicidal. Probably think there's nothing left in this world for you. Well, you might be right. Not in this world, anyway. How about Mars? That's right. NASA will provide you with an all-expense round-trip, one-way ticket to the red planet. So don't jump off that bridge, man. Take one giant leap for mankind. Anyway, you guys ready for your last comedian of the evening? This guy is, I'm just so happy he's here. It's an honor for him to be on this stage. Providence Phoenix, best comic in Rhode Island, 2011. Ladies and gentlemen, the very funny John Porch.
Keep it going for handsome man Doug Key, everybody. Sucks. I hate following Doug. His fucking Abercrombie model face and body. Now I gotta come out here like, bald beard, fucking troll, you son of a bitch, your jeans. Anyway, you guys, a lot of you guys look young. Are you going to work tomorrow or class tomorrow? What the fuck are you people doing tomorrow? Nothing? Good for you, man. Working? If you're working and you hate the job, dude, don't do it. Get out of there. Quit it. Work two jobs you like. Fuck that job you hate nonsense. Because if you guys don't understand, if you haven't had the full-time 40-hour-a-week, I hate my job week yet, this is what you have to look forward to. You hate the job all day, and then you're like, well, sorry, it's not that big a deal. It's only 40 hours a week. Wrong. Because when you're not hating your life 40 hours a week, it's the rest of the time where you're just thinking about the time you're going to go dread being at the fucking job you hate 40 hours a week. So then it just becomes you swearing and angry all the time. You wake up in bed, the first word out of your mouth is, fuck, I got to go to that fucking job. Then you get in the car and you drive in traffic and you're like, fuck, I'm going to be late for that fucking job. And then you get at the desk and you're like, fuck, I hate this fucking job. Da-da-da-da-da-da. 8 hours later, you're driving home like, I fucking hate that fucking job. And then you go to bed like, I can't believe tomorrow I got to go back to that fucking job. I'm 22 years old. I look like shit. Did I have you guys for 1 second? It was like a delay just enough where you guys like, what? Shut the fuck up. Yeah, because they psych you out. They make you think you got to get a real job. Oh, remember? They told you in school, you got to get a student loan so you can go to school and get a real job. Because here comes the real world, so you better be fucking ready. So get a real job. And I got a real job. I did all that shit. And I got a job at the investment company. And I'm not supposed to say the name of the place. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, let's just call it Fishmelody Investments. So I was working over there in the real world. And my boss's boss is this lady who sits right over there in this office. And at least once a day, this woman, this vice president, would laugh exactly like this. At least once a day, minimum. Once a day, a supervillain, his cackles would echo down the hallway, melting spines like a laser. Like she's stirring a witch's brew on top of a fucking mountain. Forty hours a week, people. And then they offer you relocation. I was in Rhode Island. They said, hey, man, you want to pack up and move to Texas? And I was like, dude, I got to get the fuck out of here. So, yes, I'm going to go down to Texas. I lived actually in this. I was surprised. I didn't think I was going to like Texas, but I lived in this nice little town. It was right outside of Fort Worth. It was called Football Guns, Racism, Jesus. Have you guys been there before? Pretty nice little area. And people in Texas are aggressively nice. I'm from New England, man. The nicest you ever get in the morning is on the way into Dunkin' Donuts while you're bundled up in like 9 layers. Someone else may hold the door and you may converse like 2 trolls, like fucking cold, and then shuffle in. That's as nice as your morning is gonna get. In Texas, people are aggressively nice. It's like being maced with politeness. There's just no choice. They come up, you limp into work in the morning, hungover. They come up right in your face with that shit full blast. Good morning, how are you? You're like, I just aged 9 weeks. You can't do that shit, man. Holy fuck. How am I? Apparently not as coked up as y'all. But when I went down to Texas and my new, what I did not know going down there was that my new VP that I got to report to now, the new VP, sits even closer to me than the old one did. Who, again, had a maniacal laugh, and if you forget how that went, it went like this. So now the new VP, at least once a day, I am treated to this little gem.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
At least once a day, I went from working outside of Gargamel's castle to now outside of Patrick Starr's place in Bikini Bottom. And you know, someone's physical appearance doesn't matter at all until you don't like them. You know what I mean? Like a heavyset person walks in front of you in the store, you don't think anything of it. Heavyset person walks in front of you in the store, cuts you, takes the last sale item. You're like, look at this fat shit. Yeah, go shove it down your fat face, asshole. This woman was a person I didn't like. And she was a kind of lady that made, like, teeth bees. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Teeth bees. That's one of these people that's like, a beautiful bouncing baby boy. You're in charge and make the most money around here? Awesome. Here's the other thing I didn't know. Ha ha ha, fucking hates. Ha ha ha, they fucking hate each other. They're arch rivals because they're both the same position. So they both know that in order to get the next promotion, they got to look the best. So they take every opportunity they can to make themselves look better or make the other one look worse. So if you're following the plot of the story, I work for my boss who works for ha ha ha. But now I'm down in Texas with a which means now I am ha-ha's guy down at site trying to get all of his people to do what ha-ha wants. Didn't work very well. I was here for 9 years, man. 9 years I worked for that company. For 9 years, they were like, hey, man, great work. Positive review. Everybody. Everybody likes working with you. You do great work. Blah, 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 blah. 9 years I was there. You know what they got me on my way out the door? A sheet cake. From the grocery store. Still in the impenetrable, unbreakable plastic clamshell that you gotta like use a leg to pop open. You know what it said on it? Nothing. Nothing at all. I was there for 9 years. Those motherfuckers got me a blank sheet cake. Blank. You guys. You shouldn't have. It's like getting a blank tombstone. That's fucking insulting. Dude, we're only doing this because there's a body, so. Here's your blank cake. Go fuck yourself. Oh, shoot. We done? I can do one more? All right, sorry. I just want to make sure. There's time restrictions and shit, you know? Anyway. I got legal weed here now. That's fun. Yeah. Yep. I love when I try to say that's people, and they're like, I go, like, it's legal. And then they go,
I think you mean it's decriminalized.
Yeah? So it's just a ticket? It's just a ticket. So it's just like speeding. It's just like speeding. Guess I'm doing both of those things again tomorrow, then. What is this, the entry fee? Sign me up. Matter of fact, here's double. Save you the pullover next time. People act like weed is such a stupid thing, like a bad thing, and alcohol is no problem. It's like, dude, fuck, you don't do, I do destructive shit drunk, wake up in the bushes, where am I? That never happened, no matter how much pot I smoke. Do something stupid when you smoke pot, like you get so baked you think you hear the ice cream truck. You're like washing your hands at the kitchen sink, got that little window open, just hypnotized by water going down the drain. Out the window, you hear like, ding, 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 ding. And I'm the only one home. Then I realize I'm shushing the faucet. Shh. Shh. Ding, ding, ding. Yes, now you make the beeline for that coffee can full of loose change you keep. Now you're standing outside like a dick, negotiating your life away for ice cream you haven't even seen yet. I'm getting a bomb pop when this dude rolls up. I'm going to get a screwball, too. Dig that stale gum out with the canoe paddle. That guy's been back there for a while. Ding! And you turn around. It's just a wind chime clanging on the front of the house. Has that ever happened to you guys before? It's embarrassing. Start getting mad at myself like, he doesn't come before sunrise, John. What the fuck are you even doing out here? Then I start going through the coffee can, wondering how I'm going to pay for it. Penny, penny, Chuck E. Cheese token, penny. Thank you guys very much. Have a good night.
John Porch, ladies and gentlemen. And one more time for Rebecca Lucente and Dame FK. They were funny. Huh? You guys were one of the best crowds we had. Thanks for sticking around for comedy. We got a couple more great bands. The Can Nods are here. Come back every Monday. My name is Doug Key. Good night.
All right, let's keep it going for comedy. I'm tripping over a hula hoop here. I don't even know why there's a hula hoop back here. 990WBOB.com's Mondays on Blast rolls on. Brain Food, Can't Knots, right around the corner. We're going to get back to the little canned music here.